You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Steady yourself even though you know that you're falling. Maybe you're falling, but you're still alive. Ready yourself, that's quite enough for your balling. Cause baby, you're balling, but you'll survive. Ooh, 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 ooh. And losing is only a sign. It's only a sign that you really tried, really tried. Losing is only a sign. It's only a sign that you really tried, really tried. Forever trading places with the same old me. I'm racking up the cases of who I failed to be. Why would I replace the sky? Why would I recreate that perfect blue? What would I change it to? Oh, won't you tell me? What would I change it to? Oh, won't you tell me? What would I change it to?
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. This is Michael with you today, and I hope you had yourself a wonderful week since we last got together. And I've got some news for you this week. There's a wonderful festival happening in Geneva. It's called the Oneness Fest, and Jay Curry, who is the organizer of this project, is going to join us here in a little bit to talk about it. He's obviously very busy, but this is going on all weekend long, so you definitely want to check it out. And it's great that we're talking about that because we are focusing on the journey. One of the things that we do here on Breathe and Bounce is we talk about the journey, and we talk about what do we need in order to get from point A to point B. What is it that we need to do? What do we need to equip ourselves with? What is it that we're trying to achieve? And for me, the journey at this point is about, I want to walk into every situation and make it better than when I left. Kind of like, I want to walk into Huntley Community Radio and make it better than when I left for this half an hour that we're spending together. The journey is not a straight line. A friend of mine once told me that life is full of hills and valleys. And when you're in the hospital and you're hooked up to, I don't know what you call that thing. I guess it's the heart meter or the life meter. I don't know what you call it. But, you know, when you have the heartbeat, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And life, like that heart meter, goes up and down, up and down, up and down. What happens on the heart meter if that is a straight line? What does that mean? Well, I think it means you're dead. So the hills and the valleys, the rise to the top and the fall to the bottom, it's a part of the journey. It's a part of the life. I'm sure you know this already, but it's always good to have that reminder, because when you're going through something so difficult, it's always nice to be reminded that it's not going to last forever. But it also sucks to be reminded when you're going through something good, it's not going to last forever either, because life is impermanent. We'll discuss impermanence at a future date. What we're talking about today is, what do we need to equip ourselves for the journey? What is it that we want to achieve? What is it that we need? One thing you need is self-love. You need to find ways to love yourself unconditionally. And by doing so, that might mean doing some yoga. Yoga, in my opinion, is one of the best things you can do for yourself, because you learn how to be by yourself. You learn how to give your body the attention it needs. And in yoga, like in life, it can be a struggle at times. You could be balancing and you could fall. You could be holding a pose that might be very uncomfortable, maybe a little painful. That's when you need to make an adjustment, because you don't want to feel pain. Discomfort, okay. Pain, not okay. You know, we want to talk about this oneness fest, and there are so many tools. There are so many resources there that you can find to arm yourself. There'll be, obviously, there's going to be some yoga. There's going to be massage and healers and things of that nature. You can learn a little bit about Reiki. Reiki will help reinforce your energy. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be something that you definitely got to stop by and see. And from what I can gather, there's something for everybody there. But you know, while you're on this journey, you have to remember that it is your journey. And you can handle it however you want. If you don't take the time to care for yourself, life is going to find a way to make you care for yourself. And you want to find a way to care for yourself before that day comes. Because at the end of the day, it's your life.
If the life you have created has buried you in luxuries outdated, and you ask, what is the purpose? Too weak to claw your way up to the surface. You resent all of your trophies. They belittle human spirit like a timepiece that is ticking in your breast pocket. And so you long to reach in and stop. In your heart, it will be broken. And every sour word that you have spoken about everybody else will return to act upon yourself. If the life you have created is founded on jealousy and hatred, it's too late to ask questions. For you're much too old to take any suggestions. It's the life you have created. It's the life you have created. Life.
What would you say if I told you that you could find a place where you can find a whole bunch of different services where you could learn how to enhance your journey, how you can enhance yourself, how you can grow? Well, I have a place for you, and it's right here in Illinois, and it is Oneness Fest. This is Oneness Fest 2023, and it is going to be held by the Awake Oneness Tribe. It's going to be taking place in Geneva. We'll give you some more particulars here in just a moment. But with me now, my guest at this time is Jay Curry. Jay is with Awakeness Oneness Tribe. Jay, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I am fantastical. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. You got to tell me a little bit about this. I have never even heard of this. I mean, you're going to have this is a 3-day festival.
Yes. Yep. And people, yeah, it's super exciting.
And people can camp out and everything, huh?
Yeah, we've got the works.
Oh, that is so cool.
So I guess I'll give you the quick back history on the starting of Awake Oneness Tribe. I had in 2014, I sold my commercial real estate brokerage. I was in search of a different way to live life. Mm-hmm. And I took off with a backpack and headed for Asia. I ended up hitchhiking
wow.
from Beijing to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's China, Mongolia, Russia, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Holland, all with my thumb out and a backpack on the side of the road.
How long did it take you to make this trek? How long were you on the road for?
That was a year.
Wow. That's wild.
Yep. And when I came back from that trip, I felt really disconnected. In this country, we don't do community very well.
No, we don't. Absolutely not. I agree.
And in any, just about anywhere else you go in the world, I've been through 40 countries now. Community is handled much differently and people have a sense of connection to each other. It's common to have communal meals together. And the Awake Oneness Tribe really started as potluck dinners.
Really?
So there was 20, 30 people get together to have a potluck dinner. It was organized originally under the theme of travel. Mm-hmm. People who enjoyed traveling around the world would get together.
Okay.
And little by little, I started integrating more of my meditation into the events that we were doing. And I put all of the people who had attended these events into a Facebook group and labeled it originally Awake Spiritual Warrior Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
One point we had a member who said, Jay, I don't want to fight anything anymore. I just want to be one. Can we call it the Oneness Tribe? And I said, absolutely. That's we'll call awesome. It the Oneness Tribe.
It sounds like this has now formulated to this big giant festival that you have going on. Tell me a little bit about the inner workings, how you guys came up with the festival.
So we organize kind of more special potlucks throughout the year, one of them being Friendsgiving and another one for the holiday season. And at our last holiday potluck, one of our members was sitting at the table next to me and said, you know, Jay, we should have a yoga festival. And I looked at her and I said, Ildiko, yes, we should. You have been to a yoga festival? And she said, oh, yeah, I've been to loads of them. And I said, good, you're in charge.
I looked at some of the list of things you have going on here. And like you said, you know, you and I, we've talked in the phone line, but you talk about how it's a labor of love. Tell me a little bit more about how long have you been going at it for this?
It's been 6 months. We started planning in January. So right after the holiday party, we met up at the park where we're hosting the festival at. We did a tour, started kicking around some ideas, putting the planning together. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Originally, we were thinking this was going to be like 100-person you know, small little, you know, community picnic, yoga, camping kind of thing. And boy, oh boy, did it blossom into, we have paramedics on staff and renting porta potties and carnival tents and, sound equipment and lighting and, Native American tribes coming out for ceremonies.
Really?
And
wow.
Like, this thing, we set a container and said, you know, whatever wants to come in can come in.
It sounds so organic. Like, you guys,
100%.
You guys just, after, like you said, after you had the Friendsgiving, you just said, we got to do this. And you did it. And I mean, I think that's the thing, is it's just people can do anything. It's just a matter of doing it. You just gotta, you know, get up, just try. Even if it's you guys do this. Now, is this the first one? Yes, or is this your second?
Yes. Yep.
This is the first one.
This is the first one.
So I mean, you guys do this. It's obviously gonna be wonderful. You're gonna get all these people involved, and then you're gonna look back at it. No matter how it goes, you're gonna be like, man, we did this. We just got to, and it's just the energy and just the whole. Man, it's like blowing me away just listening to you, because it's just like, I love when people do stuff like this. I mean, some of the businesses that I've started on whims. I just kind of woke up one morning and said, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And I just went and did it. And just, it's a beautiful thing. And then when you get people that believe in you and want to help you with your mission, what is that like? What are you feeling right now in your head? Let's go there.
Overwhelming gratitude, man. Overwhelming gratitude. Like, the analogy I use, if you got in your car from Chicago and you knew you needed to drive to California, you don't see California to get there. You just need to see the next mile.
Right.
And you need to know at the end of that next mile, you're going to see the next mile.
Man.
So on and so forth. And, you know, I had no idea at the beginning of this what, you know, like, I knew there was an end date and a target date. And I knew that, no matter what, I mean, we have a solid, there's 7,000 members in Awake Oneness Tribe. So we have a large community. We span the entire metro suburban Chicago area of Chicago from northwest, west, and south. So I knew it was going to be fun. You know, even if, 100 of those people came out and, you know, just for a barbecue, barbecue with friends, it was still going to be a good time. But you know, I get to the next mile. And there's a whole assortment of new things waiting. And I just take it from there. Just keep moving one foot in front of the other.
Jay Curry from Awake Oneness Tribe joining us here for the Oneness Festival. It's going to be happening in Geneva, Illinois. Once again, we will have that posted here on the site for Breathe and Bounce. Jay, thank you so much for coming on the show. I cannot wait to attend this event. It looks like it is going to be phenomenal. There's going to be so much cool stuff going on, and I don't think anyone should miss it, and I know I'm sure as hell not going to. So thank you so much, Jay, for joining us today.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you wake up and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while, open your eyes and look at the day, and you see things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be here better than before. And yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Why not think about times to come, instead of thinking about what you've done? Open your eyes and look at the day. You see things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be here better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. All I want to do is see you smile. If it takes just a little while, open your eyes and
tomorrow. Don't stop. He'll soon be here. He'll be here better than before. Oh, and yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Now, don't you look back.
I'd like to thank Jay from Awake Oneness Tribe for joining us today to talk about the Oneness Fest. Once again, that is going to be today, and it's going on until Sunday. And you can find this at the Good Templar Park at 528 East Side Drive in Geneva. It's going to have a lot of things going on. It starts today at 5 o'clock. It will end on Sunday at 4. So try to stop by if you can, if you're in the Geneva area. Hopefully you'll get something out of it. And that's, you know, what it comes down to is you want to find things in life that you're going to get something out of. And whether it is the Oneness Fest, whether it's you going to a friend's house to eat dinner, drink coffee, it's those experiences. Because life is full of experiences in the journey. And one of the things that makes the journey more fun and enriching is finding more experiences. And you know, the thing that's so cool is you don't need to have an experience with others. You can find an experience with yourself. One thing that I did that I thought was pretty ballsy is I went to go see Swedish House Mafia in concert. I ended up going by myself. I didn't have anyone else to go with, so I went by myself. And that was a concert I was waiting for a long time, and I had a blast. And it will be one of the most memorable things I ever did in my life. I did it by myself. So don't ever think for a moment that you have to surround yourself with a ton of people. You can do it on your own. And part of the journey is getting to know yourself, getting to love yourself, and getting to be with yourself. Because there is one person in your life that is going to be with you every day for the rest of your life, 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you're going to wake up with that person. You're going to go to bed with that person. You are going to do everything with that person. And that person is you. So get to know yourself. Get to enjoy yourself. Get to like yourself. It's something I've struggled with my whole life, and I'm just starting to learn how to do it. So it takes practice. Everything in life takes practice. And that's why we talk about yoga. We talk about the practice. Because you practice at yoga, you practice at life, you have your good days and you have your bad days. So I'd like to end today's show with a brief meditation. So find yourself a comfortable space. Close your eyes. You can sit in a chair. You can sit on the floor. You can lay down on the floor. Just whatever you do, make yourself comfortable for the next couple of minutes. Going to breathe in through the nose and then breathe out through your mouth. You're going to breathe in, breathe out. Thank you.
ahead and open your eyes. I want to just take a moment to just say to you, may you be happy, may you be well, and may you be peaceful. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a wonderful day. Namaste.